Log Talk Radio.
Shadarati, say to the lady, oh yeah, all things new emotions, yeah, yeah, see it's all about emotions, all about emotions, yeah. See, they
emotion makes you sacrifice.
Sugar, sugar, darling,
emotion makes you sacrifice.
So glad, baby, yeah. For most of all, in love. My mother's womb, I cried, and at the age of five, first time I felt my pride. So when I turned 10, I began to like a friend, yeah. All things deal with emotions, from healing to the end, whoa.
They may fall in love, so yeah, so right. Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with us. Big shout out to everybody that's been supporting us and supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? We just love everybody. I know G-Spot told me that she was up at the juke joint last night, and she said she had got a very, 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 very good response from a lot of people. A lot of people that are saying they're watching, listening to the show, things like that. A lot of people giving a lot of questions, comments, concerns, and everything. And we just want to say thank you to everybody out there that's been paying attention, listening to Pillow Talk every Sunday at 5 p.m. West Coast time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Central Pacific time. I know I just fucked that all up and everything, but it's all good, though. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct on another Sunday, 6 minutes after 5 out here. Right now, I'm about to introduce my co-host. Right now, the hottest BBW in Las Vegas is G-Spot. G-Spot, you in the building?
Hey, Big Daddy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, doing well, doing very well. Lost another 10 pounds and everything like that. So I'm just kind of wasting away. When I went to the doctor Friday, due to my high blood pressure and stressing unnecessarily, they wanted to weigh me. Last time I weighed myself was a month ago, and I was weighing 340. Now I'm at 332.
Nice.
So,
congratulations.
So I'm doing good. So, you know, I can't complain. I can't complain. I'm not gonna get on the radio. I'm not gonna get on the air this week or any other week after this and complain anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing to complain about. I'm living. I'm here. I'm blessed. I'm getting healthier. You know what I'm saying? I'm wise. You know, I'm good. I cannot complain. My week's been a little boring, you know what I'm saying, because I've been running around trying to find some work and trying to get these sponsorships jumping off and this music and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is why we have the topic that we have today, you know what I'm saying? But before we get into that, how have you been doing, Miss G-Spot?
Miss G-Spot has been crazy.
Really?
Busy. Yeah, just,
really?
You know, just preparing for Thick Nation Convention, the fashion show, and model rehearsals, and just meetings, and, you know, dealing with my artists that I promote, you know, just trying to keep them motivated. And my kids came back from their summer vacation, so we're moving. So I've been moving, I've been working, I've been promoting, I've been, you know, getting stuff ready for our event that's going to be coming up in October. We're going to do our model showcase. You know, people have been coming at me left and right. So, you know, while I have you here on the air, I think it's time for us to make a public announcement that you will be joining the panel of judges in our model showcase in October.
Yes, I will. I'll be one of the, I know you've been talking to a couple of celebrities, things like that. You've been doing a lot of stuff. I've been getting a response for this model search, but I've been getting my responses have been coming from overseas, coming from Sydney, Australia, coming from Germany, coming from London. That's, and I've been referring them in your direction. But yes, it's true. I'll be one of the judges, things like that. We're going to see if we can do a live remote, try and really get this out there, get it out in the open for all you people that may not can make it. You can still listen to it live on the radio on our Pillow Talk station here on blogtalkradio.com. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, definitely be in the building on
that
day.
That's right. You know,
You know, sweetie, I'm there in gasoline draws if I gotta be there. You know that and everything and stuff like that. I'll be in the hot seat. You know what I'm saying and things like that. You know, but I also know that you know, like you said, you got the the Thick Nation weekend coming up. You know, big shout out to Diva D and her hubby, Papa Woodson. You know, they're going to be doing the damn thing and stuff like that next weekend at the Orleans and stuff like that. Orleans got a lot of stuff going on and everything. I may be through there. I've been invited to be one of the judges on the panel. They have a breakdance competition, popping and locking competition, that I was very active in Detroit on the East Coast and everything like that. You know, a couple of dance groups I was with, you know, the Rocksteady Crew, the Lockers, you know, the Pop and Lock Specialists, you know, Fat Man Can Shake a Leg, you know what I'm saying? It's just his knee right now kind of messed up, you know what I mean? We was partying up there at the Blind Tiger the other night, and I was trying to shake a little something, so, you know, I'll probably be in the building at the Orleans. It's just I'll be at another event. But everybody, make sure that you go out and you support Thick Nation and everything. You can even tell them that. You can even tell her that Fat Man sent you. You know what I'm saying? And show some love and this, that, and the other for our BBWs and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good event. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all go out and support that and stuff like that. Like I said, tell them that Fat Man sent you. You know what I mean? But today, we have, I know Miss G-Spot was telling me she was in the club last night, and she was getting people that was asking her, why don't we talk about this? Why don't we talk about that? Why don't we do this? Why don't we speak on that? So in the process, she sent me a text message. That was around 1:45 this morning.
Sorry.
I said, what the hell? The hell, my phone doing ring at 1:45 this morning, and she's like, hey, check this out. Got a couple of topics for this, that, and the other. Oh, this can't be nobody but G-Spot. Okay, then come on, G-Spot, this, that, and the other. She started sending me the text messages and things like that. She sent me several topics. So big shout-out to everybody that was at the Juke Joint last night. I know that is one of the places that supports the LVPPWs, you know what I'm saying, Pillow Talk Radio and everything. So big shout out to them. That's where everybody was last night, you know what I'm saying. Me, myself, I was incapacitated last night because the doctor told me to sit my ass down, and they said, yeah, so he gave me this medication that will just knock me the fuck out and everything. So this is why I'm up today, and I'm feeling chipper. I'm so happy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? But today, our topic for this evening is on jealousy, okay? This is our main topic. Our main topic is about jealousy, okay? How it affects your relationship, your family, your friends, and your children, the people that surround you, and everything. Jealousy is also an action word, boys and girls, you know, for those who are going to get our English lesson today. Jealousy is an action word because you have to show jealousy. You have to express jealousy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, Gina, let's get this. Let's start it off like this. Who is more jealous, men or women?
Well, I know you'll say women, and I'll say men, because we do.
No, you got me wrong. You got me wrong there. I was going to say men.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say men. I was going to say men.
Evil little green man comes out every once in a while out of all of us, I think.
Yes,
and so, you know, it really just depends. Me, myself, I really try to never let the little green man peek out, because it's just an ugly thing. And so,
okay, you're right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think me, in my case, men are more jealous than women when it comes to when it comes to workplace and you know, maybe workplace and schools. I think girls and women are more jealous or envious in that environment. But in relationships, it's men that are more jealous than women.
Yeah, I agree, because I know I've called you a couple of times with the little green monster, and he's been talking to you like this, like, Gina, what's going on and everything, and you're like, who the fuck is this calling me and this thing and everything? You know what I'm saying? So I know, and I'm man enough to admit it. You know, I'm mad enough to admit it. Yeah, I get jealous. I get jealous at times and shit like that. There, certain shit don't go right, or this, that, and the other, or you, you know, this is something that I know I have to learn to stop the jealousy, is that I have to learn that everyone doesn't think the way I do. And I think that sparks a lot of jealousy. And I'm using myself for an example. I'm not even talking about me, and I'm using myself for an example. Y'all know here on Pillow Talk Radio, we keep it 600, you know what I'm saying? We don't talk around in third parties and this and the other. It's either Gina going to talk about her experiences, or I'm going to talk about my experiences. Now, in the case of my experiences, I'm not afraid to admit it. Yeah, I get jealous. I can get jealous over little things. I can get jealous over, and most of the time, it's the little things that will make a man jealous. It's not the major shit that will make a man jealous. Major shit like this. Perfect example. Dealing with a girl who had a girlfriend. Didn't get jealous over that shit. Been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? Been there, done that. Already knew what to expect. What made me jealous was, and I'm going to be honest, what made me jealous is that you emulate me. And when I say that, I'm going to clear that up. When I say that and you emulate me, that's like a perfect example. Man walks in the house smacking, like I said it before, smacks his woman on the ass, kiss her on the neck. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever hung around somebody and you start seeing yourself in that person, you start seeing that person that you're hanging around, talking, walking, acting like you, all of that. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff that will make me jealous. The little things. Like you told me before, G-Spot, it's the little stuff. It's the loyalty. It's the little things. It's the, you know, you used to make me coffee every morning and this, that, and the other. Now you don't even make me coffee. You don't even fucking make coffee. If you do make coffee, it's drink up by the time I get up. What's up? See, that's the type of shit that I'm talking about. Jealousy on my end. On your end, and your perspective, what do you foresee as far as jealousy, as far as a woman's perspective?
You know, I've dealt with a couple of different issues in past relationships because I am out there and I'm a very social person and I'm in the you know, BBW community and otherwise. I'm naturally a very flirtatious person, and so I've had problems in the past in relationships where my partner gets very jealous as, why do you got to be so flirtatious? Why do you got to be so nice to people? Why do you got to be all huggy-kissy with everybody? And, you know, that's just who I am. You know, it's not that you know, wanting to go fuck everybody in town, you know, just because I greet you and I'm nice to you. And I'm sorry that I'm naturally flirtatious. I don't intend to be, and I don't purposely do it, you know, to piss you off, but that's just who I am, and so I've had issues in that respect.
You know what, I have to agree with you, too. I've had issues, still have issues in that area, you know what I'm saying? I get to where I get, you know, we have to deal with the well, how come my picture ain't up on Facebook? You posting everybody else's picture up on Facebook. How come you take a picture with her, but you won't take a picture with me? Look here, ladies, check this out. If you want your picture and shit up on Facebook and you want your man to represent for you and this, that, and the other, get the fuck out of the bed and take some pictures. Get sexy one night. Let's take some sexy pictures. Sometimes you got to give a little bit to get a little bit and everything. You know what I'm saying? But if you want all of this stuff and you want things, and you want to see, or you want to be like everybody else, and it's a, sometimes you got to make the effort. You can't always put it in the man or the woman's hands. It's like a man always waiting for a woman to make the first move. A lot of women want a man to be aggressive and make the first move. A lot of women will be passive and not make the first move on a lot of things because they want to see where their man is coming from.
And that's something that I do is I don't like to, you know, be the aggressor in the beginning. You know what I mean? If I have to chase a man and I have to be calling him or texting him, it ain't going to work. If he doesn't have the nerve and the want and the desire to call me and text me, you know, let me know he's still interested, do this. Keep it pushing because I'm not gonna chase you. You know, I will respond to your text messages. I will call you or I will, you know, ensue a message via inbox on your Facebook page. Say hi, how are you? Hope you're having a great day. But if you are not pursuing me, you know, I'm old school. I'm the woman. You're the man. I need to be
right.
pursued. I need you to show me that you're interested. If you want me, you got to come get me.
Right.
So you got to step
right.
up your game. If you're going to sit there waiting for me to call you or text you, ain't happening. I'm not
right.
thirsty like that, and I'm not going to be chasing around a man because I really don't think a relationship based on that works well. If the man is expecting
right.
for the woman to be chasing him down, calling him up, where you at, who you with, what you doing, I don't do that mess. You want me,
mm-hmm.
you got my number. You want me, you can call me a couple of days ahead of time, schedule a date, I'll make time, we'll have fun, whatever, whatever. But, yeah,
right.
I'm old school like that. I don't know.
Now, yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'm old school, too, you know. But what if the man is making that effort and making those calls, and instead any other those calls are coming back unanswered? Then what do we do?
Then it's time to keep it pushing. Because if she's not responding to your actions, if she's not responding to your phone calls and your text messages, then she's not interested. Then keep it pushing. Give it a couple of tries, and if she's not interested, then just keep it pushing. Because, I mean, what you're not going to show her you're thirsty like that. I mean, shit. Same thing for women and men. If the other
right.
party doesn't
right.
respond, don't bother. Don't
right.
bother.
Right, 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 right. Okay, that's better advice than you can get from anybody and everything like that. But don't you think the non-response is what brings out the jealousy?
Of course it does. But what are you going to do? I mean, if the person's not responding back to you and they're not showing any interest, are you just going to sit there and waste your life away in pursuing that person continuously and getting the same treatment? You don't deserve that. So,
so
then it's time to decide, is it worth it? Is it really worth you, you know, bringing yourself down to that level of looking thirsty and looking desperate and, you know, no. People need to stop doing that. They really need to stop
right.
doing that. You know,
right.
if it's meant to
right.
be, then it's meant to be, and both parties involved will, you know, acknowledge it. If not, move on.
Okay then. All right. She said don't be pursuing shit. If you're not getting the response that you're looking for, keep the shit pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything
and
like
life
that.
Life is too short.
Right, right. You're definitely right. You're definitely right. You're definitely right. But I mean, on that note, with life being too short, do you believe? I know there's somebody out there for everybody, and everything
right.
like that. But what if that person is not an active person? What if that person is not a non-active person? Everybody's not active like me and you. Everybody's not out. Going to meet and greet and you know, mixers and things like that and networking and stuff like that. What do you say to the person that's at home that wants to, that's tired of being jealous? Because at home you can get just as jealous because if you go looking for certain shit, you're going to find it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
Perfect example. A friend of mine, male, married many years. Wife
okay.
does not like to go out.
Okay.
Wife will not go out with her husband to events or parties or anything like that.
Right.
He is
okay.
very active. He likes to go out and have fun.
Right.
He goes out. She stays home.
Okay.
Later on, she's digging and finds shit because he's out and about. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know what? If you want to maintain a good relationship with your husband and your husband has continuously asked you, let's go out, let's go meet these people,
right.
let's go have a drink,
right.
let's do this, let's
right.
do that, and you're sitting your ass at home, then nobody is to blame but you that you're jealous because your husband's out doing stuff. Get off your ass and be an active participant in your relationship.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So your jealousy and your insecurities, nobody's to blame but you. It's not your husband's fault that he's out having a good time and your ass is sitting at home. Get off your ass and be an active participant in your relationship.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, well, question to you. In a few minutes, we're going to bring in, of course, the lovely Lady Lauren Lauren Cakes. I love saying that. Lauren Cakes. I love saying that. Go bring her in a little bit.
So she can be funny for you.
We gonna bring her in a little bit, so she can be a part of this conversation. But one thing that I wanted to ask you was, I hear you on that. Yeah, I knew another couple like that. You know, man always out, this and the other. Woman never wanted to go out, always wanted to stay home, and everything like that. So tell me this, from a woman's point of view, what do a man does with an indecisive woman? Because that can also lead to a certain type of jealousy. It's like every time I ask you to do something, you don't want to do that with me, or you always fucking tired, or it's always this, or your back is out of whack, or your left titty then swished over, and this, that, and the other. You got a crick in it, or some shit like that there. You know. So what do you do with that type of woman, Dr. G-Spot?
Well, you know what I would do with that type of woman, because I have already told you this in the past, Kick Rock. If you are not going to be an active participant in the relationship, if I am telling you I need this from you, I'm not feeling loved, I don't feel like you even like me in this relationship, you're not
okay.
an active participant, then it's time to move on. Plain and simple. I've been married four times. Four times.
Right.
Out of those four times, the relationship came to the point where I, you know me, I will say it like it is, I will tell you to your face, I have no filter on my mouth.
Right.
I told them, this is what I see wrong in the relationship. This is what needs to change. Either we get professional help or we deal with this matter on our own, but this is what the problem is. What do you think? How are we going to change it? Open communication has to be key. Now, if I tell you, you don't spend enough time with me, I need more attention from you, I don't feel like I'm getting enough attention, we're not speaking to each other like we should be, then I'm putting it all out there. If you just leave it there on the fucking plate and don't consume it and think about it and deal with it and decide, okay, my wife or my partner or my spouse, whatever, is telling me exactly what she wants and needs, do I care enough to change? Do I care enough to try? If they're not willing to try, guess what? Next year, they're still not ready to try. Guess what? Next 2 years, they're still not ready to try, and they will not change. You can't change a person. You can't make a person do what you want. You can tell them what you need. You can tell them what you want. It's up to them whether or not they love you enough and care enough about you to actually make the change.
Okay.
And if they don't, move on.
Okay. Well, if y'all not, you're just tuning in, you know what I'm saying? You're listening to Fat Man and G-Spy, you still a talk radio, you know what I mean? Our topic for this evening is jealousy, all right? It's about jealousy, you know what I'm saying? And how it affects relationships, families, children, everyone around you. And then later in our other half of the show, our subtopic this evening is anal sex, all right? For all those out there that, you know, likes to get, you know, ran up their ass every once in a while and then sitting in, there ain't nothing wrong with it, you know what I'm saying? But the question is, we men ask for it, but are we willing to receive it?
Yeah.
We men ask for it, but are we willing to receive it? So the subtopic is anal sex. Who's receiving and who's giving? You got your boy Batman up in here coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all. If you want to hit us up on Pillow Talk Radio, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We'll be right back, y'all, with Lauren Cakes. We'll be right back with Lauren Cakes and more Pillow Talk Radio, y'all, after this.
Body. gotta call you up and let you know it's what I'm feeling, baby.
911-0024.
Baby, it's an emergency. I'm calling, calling, gotta have some more.
How would you like it?
If I lay you down, yeah, yeah.
Would you let you down?
I can't think about nothing else since you left me with your lips. It ain't no secret, girl, your body fits me like a glove.
Radio coming to you live direct from LA. My body. Hold on. We ain't trying to do that shit no more. Okay, then I think we got everybody wet who need to be wet right about now. We got my girl G Spot definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Fat Man and everything like this. I wanna read a little something before we bring on Lauren Cakes. I wanna read this real quick. From somebody who posted this on Facebook, and this kind of makes me, it makes a man think, and I'm going to read it. It says, and she know who she is in this city. It says, I'm attracted to thugs, period, point blank, no denying that. I love them thugged out gutter niggas. I think it's because I need a nigga that can handle me in my ways. Oh, and this mouth, I talk a lot of shit. And if I can run over you and take advantage of you or punk you as well, it's a big-ass turnoff. You got to go harder than me. Since when a man got to go harder than a woman and this, that, and the other? Why is it a woman feel that if I can punk you, if I can this, if I can that? Do you women not understand that a man is being passive and patient with you? Or would you rather have a thug motherfucker that just bust you in your mouth and tell you to shut the fuck up, bitch, and watch who the fuck you talking to? It seems like it seems like I'm coming across more women like that. What happened to the old school woman that likes to sit down and talk and this, that, and the other, that likes to hear the sound of her man's voice when he's whispering in her ear? Where did that woman go? Did that woman play out with Mom's Mabley or something like that? What's up with these women that, what's up with a woman that thinks her dick is bigger than mine?
And it's out there more than you even imagine, unfortunately. A lot of women have become so, I don't know if the word is angry, they're just so emasculated, I guess, that they've become so independent, they take care of their own shit, and they think that, you know, even when it comes to a relationship, they have to be that strong and independent, and they won't take shit from anybody because they've been treated like shit or whatever. I don't know, but I have seen it a lot. Now,
yeah,
me personally,
uh-huh.
It took me a lot of years to be in a relationship where I wasn't always controlling and dominant and being just a bitch, because I didn't have that example of a husband and wife, you know, being, you know, good to each other and being respectful of one another and treating each other with love and kindness. I didn't have that. I was brought up by three very independent women who didn't take shit from nobody. So I had that mentality for many, many years. And it took me a long time to realize that I didn't need to be that dominant. I didn't need to be that controlling. Now, sexually
yeah.
is a whole different other ballgame. I get
okay.
off. To me, it's a fucking turn on. If I can make a man turn into a bitch and say, yes, my queen, whatever you want, my queen. Oh, trust
right.
me, I can get off on that shit. But
mm-hmm.
I've also learned to respect my partner, give them the respect that they are, you know, need and they deserve. So
mm-hmm.
I can be submissive to my partner. I can show that person respect and kindness and love. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just not like that. They're not cut like that. They can't be with somebody that is kind and loving and respectful and, you know, generous. They don't know how to appreciate it. And I don't know if it's just the world that we live in now, but there is a lot of that out there. A lot. I've seen it in public where a woman will turn around, you bitch-ass nigga, and just put her
right.
man down in public,
right.
in public, humiliate
right.
him, and he
right.
doesn't respond. He sits there with a blank look on his face, doesn't know what hole to crawl into and hide, and it's bad. It's bad. I've seen
but see,
it a
but,
lot.
But see,
and, it's,
been,
and it
been,
seems
been,
to be more prevalent in the younger generation. It really does.
Yeah, see, but then we're wrong, the man is wrong, if we pop off. You know what I'm saying? And when I say pop off, that means pop off in any way or anything, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I mean, they put it out there. I mean, really, I mean, I'm seeing it all on Facebook while we sitting here talking and this, that, and the other. People think it's funny, but I don't find it funny because I am a man. I am a man, I'm a single man, looking for someone, but when you get people that's posting up, and which, you know, me and the young lady is cool, and I'll be tripping on that shit and everything, but it's just, it's kind of like, okay, when do we get onto some other shit? It's always, you know, niggas ain't shit, niggas ain't about shit, these niggas always talking shit, these niggas and blah, 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 blah. Hold on, first of all, since when did white boys become niggas? First of all, that's number one and shit like that there. We want to go there. We want to go there. But my thing is, you know what I'm saying, why is it, you know, why are we men getting kicked in the ass? Because it feels like we're getting kicked in the ass even if we're trying to be responsible and be that knight in shining armor and this, that, and the other because of the last motherfucker that you dealt with that was going upside your head on a regular basis. I'm not that one. I'm not that type of motherfucker. And then said the other, if you need somebody that's got to come in and call, if I got to come in and go, you know, now don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes I can understand role playing and this and the other. There's some women that like for a man to come up in there, smack her on her ass, get up, bitch, and give me some pussy or something like that there. You can understand that.
Of course.
But if I got to come in and talk to you out of character like that, and you've already told me, this was in the last relationship, and the last guy used to do this, and the last guy used to take his steel-toed boots and kick me upside the head. don't you think the next man should be a little more patient with you and things like that and understand where you're coming from and listen at you, not to you, or listen to you and not at you?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's more and more in the younger generation, and a lot has to do with it as well, social media, what they see on these reality TV shows, and they don't understand the reality TV shows are not reality.
Not real, no. That's
a lot
why
of
they
that's
call
it, scripted.
Yeah, that's why they call it reality TV. And on that note, we're going to get to our entertainment section. We're going to bring in Lauren Cakes to sound off on some of the topics that we're talking about. Hey, Lauren, what's going on, sweetie?
Hey, guys. How are you guys tonight?
Hi, Lauren.
We're good, Lauren.
So what you got for us, girl?
Well, we have the VMAs is actually coming August 24th. It's going to be like 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central Time, the VMAs. Usher and Iggy and also Beyonce is performing. So I think Beyonce is going to take off her ring and, like, you know, stay divorced. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
You think
wow.
That's how I feel. Okay. I don't know.
Wow.
That's
wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm not up on this gossip. What, Beyonce and Jay-Z breaking up?
You know, yeah, supposedly they are, like, getting divorced. He's been, like, cheating with this, how can I say, Caucasian. Everybody so say, so I'm going to just say it out there. Everybody say she's a Caucasian, and she is, like, hostess, VIP girl at the, like, nightclub or whatever. Supposedly.
Okay.
That's his mistress.
Oh, so he downgraded her.
So in other words, the elevator incident was maybe because he was fucking around and doing something, and Beyonce's sister needed to come out and just let him know what's going on.
Probably.
Well, supposedly the rumor about that was, I don't know. Supposedly the rumor about the elevator incident was that Jay-Z like hit Beyonce, and then Solange got tired of it. And finally said something in the elevator, you know what I mean? That's supposedly that rumor.
Who would really let Jay-Z hit them? He only weigh a buck 20 wet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and shit
and
like
it's
that.
Easily for somebody to hit you.
as healthy as Beyonce is, please, she could have took flight on him at any time and this, that, the other. I don't know. I honestly think a lot of these celebrity marriages, they only last for so long. It's put together for publicity. It's put together, we're going to have a daughter. We're going to call her Blue Ivory. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a daughter. Next daughter I have, I'm going to name her Olive Oil. You know what I mean? And shit like that there. So I can get the marketing, you know, off the olive oil and everything like that. And then they only been together for so long. A lot of these celebrity relationships only last for so long. To get that run out. When that run is out, it's out.
Right. I mean, they've been together for a little while. They got some miles on them. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what goes on. We'll see when she performs. Because, I mean, last year at the VMAs, the last time at the VMAs she performed, that's when she showed everybody that she was pregnant. So now people are like, I wonder if she's going to throw off her ring or, you know what I mean, say she's single. You know, anything that has to do with the relationship.
Right. Okay. All right.
With the, I don't know if you guys heard about the Aaliyah situation. She is actually coming out with there's going to be a biopic about Aaliyah. And they finally found a new actress, a biopic of Aaliyah.
Uh-huh.
And then, the actress, her name is Alexandra Shipp. So she did a couple movies. She's from Nickelodeon. And actually, I just actually found out that Wendy Williams is the executive producer of the movie.
Wow.
So I wonder, that's kind of hot.
Wow.
It seems like it was some good stuff.
That's big.
Yeah, shout out to Wendy Williams.
Girlfriend.
And then,
anything local?
Local, yes. Let's see here. We actually have tonight is a party going on.
for. It's going to be at the Club Clutch Home Invasion. Jacob Palmer is actually hosting the club. Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City will be broadcasting live. And, you know, look for G-Spot, you guys. She will be in the building and, you know, representing.
Of course.
And then,
you know me.
Yeah, she will be out there. So you guys go say hi. You know, introduce yourself if you guys are listening on air and never met her. She's a really great girl. So holler at her. And then we have actually Legas Royal. Excuse me. He is shooting a video next month in Las Vegas. So look out on that. He might be looking for some models or, you know what I mean, just some people to come support him. So if you guys are Facebook friends with him, check out some information on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, Saturday, August the 16th at the Juke Joint, we have, you know, a party going on. DJ Larry will be there. It's actually a back-to-school bash. So it starts at 10 p.m., the Juke Joint on Lamb. And it is going to be like they're taking school donations, being collected for the local schools and to help the community. Also, we have like some burgers and fries specials to $4.99, and we have $10 domestic pitchers.
Yay!
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, definitely. Next Saturday, the Juke Joint is going to be popping, so everybody come out to support wear your naughty, naughty schoolgirl outfit, because LVPPW will be giving a prize away to the naughtiest schoolgirl.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, you guys got
to
start letting me know what you guys got to start sending me a text message. I didn't know it was a Jacob Palmer event going on tonight. And it's sitting here. Y'all know I ain't got no internet in my house. Never say. Y'all know I ain't got no internet in my house. Who done told me last night? You ain't say nothing to me last night.
I told you we were going.
You
better put your clean skivvies on.
Put your clean skivvies on,
and I'll come pick your ass up.
You sent the text
message. Do not forget, Thick Nation Expo is this weekend. It's the 15th, 16th, and the 17th at New Orleans. The fashion show is the 16th, and it starts at noon. And the awards, the BBW 2014 awards is at 1 p.m. So stay tuned for that. Come out to New Orleans, you guys. Thick Nation Expo, some curvy ladies.
You mean 1 p.m. in the afternoon?
Yeah.
The fashion show starts at 12. Lauren is going to be one of the models in the fashion show.
Right.
I will be representing Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Women, hosting the fashion show portion, and then I'll be staying for the award ceremony because I'm one of the nominees. So definitely, you know, anybody that wants to come out and see some beautiful plus-size models.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes.
Legacy Royale
and
Tally Sky will be performing at the event as well.
Shout out to Platinum Plus.
Legacy Royale and Tally Sky are going to be performing. Legacy Royale and Tally Sky are going to be performing, yes.
Okay. So what's going on after the event if that's at 1 o'clock?
That's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think there's a pool party that evening, and I'm not too sure about the other events. All I know is that the Juke Joint is going to be happening at 10 p.m. after the convention stuff. So anybody that wants to go out to New Orleans, go out to New Orleans for the day, spend the day with Thick Nation, and then Saturday night come out to the Juke Joint and join LVPPW, and Pillow Talk will be out there at the Juke Joint.
That kind of splits everything up and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people can go and kick it at the Orleans and this, that, and the other from 12 o'clock until after 1 and then go out to the Juke Joint and this, that, and the other. Wow, that's kind of something. I would think a convention would have at least an after party going on at night or something
Hey, you guys make sure. Yeah, I think the Thick Nation thing goes on till the evening hours because Nation goes on until the evening hours. There's going to be a pool party afterward, and I think actually Diva and her husband are going to be celebrating their wedding, so there'll be a party for them in that evening, right. But then, like I said, after 10 o'clock, you guys want to come out and be a little bit naughty, put your schoolgirl outfit on, you know, come out to the Juke Joint after that. So, yeah, definitely. They're going to have a full day, full weekend of activities at the Thick Nation Convention.
Well, that's wonderful. that's just fucking wonderful. That sounds like a fucking great fucking plan to me, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said,
yes,
sounds like
way.
A great fucking idea to me, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say? You guys make sure you go out and support. Tell everybody I said hello, and tell them that the fat man sent you. You know what I'm saying? Now, for the other part of our show, our subtopic, which I don't know if Lauren has anything to comment on the first topic with jealousy and anything
mm-hmm.
like that. But our
yeah,
subtopic.
Lauren, how do you feel about the jealousy?
Well, I think
you guys,
both. I think jealousy runs with both and women. I mean, both women, women and men.
Okay.
I think
like
it runs in both.
I like to change sides here.
I like the first comment.
With that being said, meaning like I think both partners are not going to simply tell you that they're jealous. For one, yeah, they're going to act jealous. Of course, I think everybody acts jealous. Like there's this little like, it's a little something. It doesn't have to be over dramatic or anything. Like jealousy can be like, who you texting? Like, you know what I mean? And get a little jealous. Like it can be little simple things. Like,
yeah.
So I think like both a guy and a, you know, a woman and a man is definitely both jealous. Like there's no points of, I mean, I don't know. That's just point blank period.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Right. It's all good. Okay, so what is your take on anal sex? Who's giving and who's receiving?
Well, how my man ain't getting it.
Well, I don't know. These days, brothers are getting it in with it.
All right, let me expound on the anal sex thing, because it's Black Fat Man and I were talking about it. And nowadays, I find it, you know, when I'm talking to somebody and he asks me if I do anal, my response is all the time, I'll take it if I can give it. And that right there tells me how freaky this dude is going to be. Because if he understood it right off the bat and said, okay, then I know he's going to be a freak. Because I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 guys that I have ever asked this question secretly like anal play. Whether there is insertion or just licking or, you know, touching or play with the anus, 9 out of 10 men like it.
Mm. Are these
right.
Black men or white men?
Who don't? Well, look here, just like a woman, what man don't like to get his ass licked? Just like a woman. A woman likes to get her ass licked, played with, this, that, and the other, and everything. A man just don't like to get shit inserted in his ass.
I beg to differ.
I'm speaking in my case. You can lick my ass, whatever the fuck. You just ain't sticking shit in that motherfucker. Simple as that.
Okay. I've been asked personally. I've been asked to wear a strap-on. I haven't done the strap-on. I have not done the strap-on. I have used a dildo.
Okay.
I have used, you know, other type of toys, but in my
freaky demon.
Hey, I'm 43 years old. I've been around the block a few times. Shit.
Not that. I'm pretty sure you have. There is nothing wrong with a woman using a toy, bringing a toy out, this or the other, and everything. It's just the man has to be secure about who the fuck he is to use that toy and play with the woman with that fucking toy and everything.
Exactly.
See,
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No, I just can't. Like, I just personally, like, you know, reality, imagine it, but pornos, of course. Like, I've seen that in pornos, but personally, reality. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to tell you about one sexual experience of mine. I was with this person. It was a long-term relationship, and I knew he was pretty much a sex addict, and he was very, very freaky. He, you know, explained to me that he liked anal play. And I was like, okay. I said, I'm not going to put my finger in your ass. I said, if you want me to insert something, I'm going to buy you a special little toy just for you. So that's what I did. I went and I bought him a special little toy just for him. You know, of course, there was always the licking and there was the, you know, touching and everything else, and that was great. Now, we all women know that between the anus and the ball sack is a little area that if you press hard enough with your tongue or your finger and you massage it while you're sucking him off or jerking him off or whatever, stimulates the prostate and he can ejaculate, you know, shoot the ceiling. But in this one instance, I was performing oral on him and fucking him in the ass with this toy. And he got so fucking aroused and was so it was so intense that when he was ready to ejaculate, he says, you've got to pull it out now. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. So I pull it out. This man turned into a fucking firefighter with a water hose. Come all over the closet, all over the wall, on the mirror, on the nightstand, on the bed, like it was just going crazy. When he was done, he almost passed the fuck out and said that he had never experienced that like that. It was so intense. The man was shaking for about 2 hours. So, yeah, there is men that really, 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 really enjoy that. So, I mean, you know, if you're at that stage in your relationship and you want to give it a go, hey, stop, because you never know. You might like, he might like it, and he might even like you even more.
I don't know about all that, you know, I don't know about all that, but we do have a caller here calling all the way from the ATL, my man, my big homie, my man, Bo Mania is on the phone. What's going on, Bo?
Hey, what's going on, Fat Man?
Man, what's going on with you, bro?
Man, all is well, man, all is well. I'm shocked at this super mega... This mega net that this bot you spoke of, this mega net that you shaking for 2 hours and you can't move, I'm scared of it. I'm comfortable with my regular little climax, with my regular net is good with me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't really need you to go south of my balls, you know what I'm saying? You don't gotta go south of the balls. But, you know, that's just me, you know what I'm saying? I think my
You're
freak level.
You're just a regular kind of guy.
Yeah, I thought my freak level was at a high level, but I'm good. I don't really need that.
You're coming to Thick Nation Convention. You're gonna run the other way when you see me.
I'm going backwards. I'm not gonna roll on my ass towards you. I'm going backwards.
I'm
Bo, they got you coming out here next weekend, Bo?
I'm going to try. I know I got some good people coming out there. I got some people I'm sending out there for sure. But I'm going to see if I get out there. I got a real crazy weekend that weekend. But I'm going to try to get out there. But I got some good, a lot of my models coming. A lot of them coming out there. So some of my models and a couple of my photographers coming, so.
They're excited about it.
It's gonna be a big weekend.
Yeah, it is. So what is your take on jealousy, bro?
That's what I really want to talk about. Y'all have scared me with the ass of jealousy. Let me see.
I don't think
one gender is more jealous than the other, because I think it lies within both of us, you know, the men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends upon what individual you're dealing with. Cause I know some jealous dudes that's dealing with insecurity, so they're real jealous. A good friend of mine, girlfriend, reached out to me because I'm a photographer, and she inboxed me, and she said she wanted to take some pictures, some regular pictures. She's a plus model. She wanted to take some regular pictures. So I said, well, cool, we can take some pictures. It's going to be like 14 other models there. You know, just bring your own, whatever you feel like, and bring your own clothes, whatever you want to attire, it's all good, and we'll take a couple shots at you. She inboxed me that. So about 5 minutes later, my boy called me because, you know, I'm friends with her man. He called me. He's like, hey, man, that's real. This is Spitfire, you did that, man. You're going to shoot my lady. And you ain't calling me first. I'm like, whoa, hold on, man. She came to me about a photo shoot. And I just told her we'd shoot her. You can call him and everything. It's an open shoot. People going to be there. Ain't no one-on-one. Ain't no lingerie shoot. A semi-nudity shoot. It's a regular shoot, you know, clothes and everything. But, you know, he told me, my bad, he has insecurities. He's a real jealous guy. He came out and told me, so I understand. And so I told him I'm sorry if I broke the man code, my bad, and all that stuff. So it all comes down to the individual. Personally, I can be jealous sometimes. But my jealousy is kind of different because, you know, you can go out. You go out with the girls. You see something going out with the girls. I'm like, man, go ahead and go out with the girls. You have fun. Be safe. I'll be home when you get here. You know, I don't have no problem with a lady going out and anything like that. Do you?
But we know you're wondering.
No, you know what? I'm not wondering because if I'm in my relationship, I kind of deal with people that's kind of secure. You know what I'm saying? You know, my mate leaves me where I don't have to wonder that much. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because women gonna do what they gonna do.
If she's coming home to you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
If she's coming home to fuck the shit out of you, then why would you even be jealous? Because you know she's
exactly.
coming home.
Exactly. You know, come on. You know. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'd be kind of worried when y'all women be out late at night because, you know, y'all women skills ain't up to par. You know, y'all got to be, y'all wearing the skills not up to par. But I'd be worried to, you know, till she get home, make sure she get home okay. But other than that, that's all, I enjoy women do what you got to go do. But, you know, there's some instances where I can be a little jealous, you know what I'm saying, we had a function and, you know what I'm saying, don't be fixing another man's plate better than mine, you know what I'm saying, his plate bigger than mine. Right. You got more food on you, know, stuff like that. Well, hold on,
you
baby.
Already?
Don't be stacking that plate that high. My plate that high, you know. But, no, you know, I'm not really insecure type. You know, I'm not really insecure type, you know. But then it's all about making your mate feel comfortable, too. You know what I'm saying? Jealousy can really, a lot of times, play upon your mate. You know what I'm saying? You got to be respectful. You go out, come home at a decent time, text your mate, and let them know everything going good, you out, and everything good. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I know I dealt with that in the past. I dealt with that in the past, but where, you know, I have functions I got to go to, I got to make appearances or whatever, and I would invite him to come along with me, and he would say, no, I'm not in the mood, I'm going to stay home. Okay, 10 minutes out the door, he's already texting, what time are you going to be back? What time are you going to be home? I told you where I'm going. I told you where I'm going to be at. If you want to come on down and join me. No, I don't want to come down there. Just tell me what time you're going to be back. Well, then, you know, motherfucker, you can sit your ass there, hold your dick in your hand, and just wait till I get him come home. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Yeah.
Not me for none of that shit. If you really wanted to know where the fuck I was and where at what time I'd be home, then you should rut your ass out. Plain and simple. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm coming home at the end of the night to fuck the shit out of you, then you know I wasn't out doing anything else.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And,
people just
need to tell them. Yeah. Jealousy
kind of crazy. Well, I hope you come to the show this weekend. I hope you come so I can meet you in person. I've heard a lot of nice things about you from Diva and Fat Man, so it would be nice to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, same here. I would love to meet you too. Heard some good things about you. And Fat Man, my brother, and Diva, my sister. I can't wait to get out there. And I heard about Vegas. I heard some stories. Got to go on tour. I want to go by this restaurant called the Mustang Ranch. It's a restaurant or something up there.
No, that ain't the restaurant, bro. That's the whole house.
My bad. Whole house. I meant the same
whole
thing.
House. You know, we had to go to the Heart Attack Grill. You know, where they got the burgers and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I mean?
I just want to drive
around.
Oh, okay. I just want to drive by the ranch and just say, hey, stick my head in the door. Pay my respects, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I want to visit, hit the sites while I'm up there. But, yeah, I most definitely want to come up there. And
nice.
I enjoyed your show. I was listening. I just had to call in and say, hey, 110% support for me from Bolden ATL. I'm going to tell other people about it. I love the show. I love the chemistry between you two. I love it. It's awesome. I love the candidness, the topics, the subject, the yin and the yang.
Just don't hold your ass when you come to Vegas.
All right, hey, no, I'm going to put on an extra pair of pads and some Kevlar. I put on some Kevlar drawers.
Kevlar his panties that night.
I will not be violated in Vegas.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Remember that.
True that. That's right.
Well, look,
well,
Marlon, we appreciate you calling in.
Okay, home team. Y'all be blessed. And
all right.
Have a great show.
Y'all
thank
too,
you.
Man.
Have a good one.
Okay, home team. Peace out.
That
yeah,
was
big
so
shout
nice.
Out to my man. Big shout out to my man, Bo Mania, calling all the way in from the ATL. You know what I'm saying? I think he's still on the Thick Nation radio show and this, that, and the other. That was one of my radio label mates, radio mates and everything. So we wish you all the love and all the luck out there. He has Thick City Limits, so all my big girls, make sure you hit up Bo. You know what I'm saying? Because he's doing photo shoots and the whole nine yards. Well, listen, y'all, it's 6 o'clock and this, that, and the other. We're about to pay some bills and we'll be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio live from Las Vegas.
Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, gotta give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in.
What you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like. About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Lewis. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Back, Pillow Talk Radio, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, sweetie.
What is the name of that song?
That's called I'ma Make You Wet the Bed by Chris Brown and Ludacris.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
Yeah. So to all my fellas out there, you know, that knows how to hit that G spot, she'll definitely wet the bed. It'll be a wet spot in the bed if you hit that G spot right. And she
will wet
the bed. You know what I'm saying? She she said, yes, I will. You know what I'm saying? So if you hit the G spot right, she will definitely wet the bed, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's 6:12 p.m., we got 17 minutes left into the show, you know what I'm saying? We had a wonderful show, y'all, you know what I mean? Glad everybody was chiming in. We got a little bit of everybody. We got people, I see area codes from New York. I see area codes definitely from Vegas. Big shout-out to Vegas. Everybody's representing in Vegas this weekend and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl Lori Cakes, who is definitely still in the building, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, like we said, you know, for everybody out there, you know, jealousy is a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? But we are all human. We all deal with jealousy. Men, women, children, all walks of life deal with jealousy. It's up to you to control it. But just understand and realize that we're still growing. Just because I'm 45 and Gina's 44, 43, something like that, and Lauren is 46, you know, we're still growing as we go along and everything. We're still growing. We still learned it. Shout outs. Who got their shout outs? I know G Spot got shout outs. Go ahead, G.
Yeah, I got shout outs. Patron Don, he's actually let me in on a little secret. He's been out on tour with Ice-T's camp. I think it's going to be Too Short and whatnot. So he's going to be heading out on tour at the beginning of the year. Legacy Royale is going to be dropping his video pretty soon. He's just bringing out a new single. So he's working on that stuff. So all the best to him and Kelly Sky as well. Shout out to a couple of my friends on Facebook that are listening. Tim, Corey, new guy Tone. I'm sure he's on there listening as well. Paula, Debbie, Susan, Larry Bear, and Larry Love. Shout outs to all of them. Maurice, and I think that's about it. So I just wanted to tell everybody. Have a safe weekend, what's left of it. Jacob Palmer, I'll be heading over there in just a few minutes to his home invasion. I will come pick your big daddy ass up if you got your clean skivvies on and ready to go. So you just call me up right after we hang up, and I'll come pick your ass up, and we can go party.
All right. Any shout-outs? Lauren, do you have any shout-outs?
Well, I'll give a shout-out to Platinum Plus Models. Hey, ladies. I know you guys are, some of you ladies are listening. Shout out to all the people that's actually, you know, tuning in from my Facebook and my Twitter. And then also shout out to, you know, Indianapolis, Indiana, my home. Hey, people.
All right. Well, I want to shout out to myself and shout out to myself again. And one more time for people in Las Vegas, shout out to myself. Everybody have a safe weekend. Have a good week and this, that, and the other. Don't forget to shout out Fat Man and shout out myself. Other than that, just want to give one last shout out to myself and that's about it. You know, as much as I do, no one ever shouts out Fat Man. No one never goes, hey, much love to Fat Man and nothing like that. That's all right. That's all right, y'all. God don't like ugly, and he ain't too fond of pretty either. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
I know,
but same thing. Yeah, Big Daddy like to have some acknowledgement, too. I don't want to guess. This ain't Braille, you know what I'm saying? You can't read feelings in Braille. It's like, oh, I know they love me because I can feel it. I can feel it in Braille, but it's all good. I love all of y'all, too. I love all of y'all that listen. I love everybody that call in and everything like that. You know, well, I ain't going to lie. I don't love all y'all. Let me take that back and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody got love for everybody and this and the other. Everybody ain't meant to be loved and everything like that. You know what I'm saying and stuff. So it's all good. But I got love for all of our guests, all of our fans, people that call in, people that support the show and everything. And I do have love for everybody. It's just that I may not show it all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just me being Fat Man and it's that and the other. Either love me or hate my fat ass. It's all good. Big shout out. We got Eric Codes 317. In the building, of course, 702 is definitely in the house. Area code 979 is in the building, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's been supporting us. Wait a minute. I think we got a caller right here. Last four numbers is area code 702-4963. You got Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this? Okay, so obviously you didn't want to talk. So next time, don't press one, and I won't think that you want to talk and everything. But thank you for listening, whoever you are. We love you. Nom, 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 nom.
Come on, man.
You know, all I was doing was giving kisses, whoever it was, and everything. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. That teach you how to say something next time you call in. You know what I mean? So. Other than that, like we said, jealousy is a bad thing. Anal is a good thing. In some cases.
Yes, sir.
anal is a good thing in most cases. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that there. So, you know, like I said, y'all, be kind to one another. Make sure we respect one another, especially in our BBW community and BHM community. Make sure we respect one another and things like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that needs to be said, make sure it's said. If it's someone that you need to talk to, make sure that you talk to them. Yeah, we all are stubborn. Everybody can be big-headed. Everybody can be bull-headed. Everybody has their own ways. Like I said, I am still learning that people, and all people, don't think like I think. You know what I'm saying? And that was a shock to me when I found that out, too. That kind of blew my mind. I was kind of like, what? People don't think, can't see shit that's self-explanatory. People can't see shit and troubleshoot shit that's in front of them and everything that your mother or your father told you. One day you're going to go down this road and you're going to get to that fork in the road and you're going to have to make a decision and this, that, and the other. It's going to be up to you to make that decision and stuff like that. Okay. It just behooves me for people not to have common sense. So when people tell me, oh, man, everybody don't think like you, it's like, okay, then I feel you. But it's not like, you know, I'm the Wizard of Oz, and I got a special type of thinking and this, that, and the other. I'm just a man like any other man and everything. And stuff is just taking life for what it is and in general. It's general observation, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like I said, this is why when I leave here, I'm leaving with the rest of the people to go to Oz. One need a brain, the other one need a heart. I need a new knee. So, we get ready to go to Oz and shit like that there because we heard the Wizard is giving out a bunch of shit and everything. So I'm gonna try and get me a new knee. I'm gonna try and pick up a new heart for my mom while I'm out there and everything like that and stuff like that. So everybody can be ticking and hitting on all fours. You know what I'm saying? So so listen, y'all. We've been enjoying y'all and everything like that. You know what I'm saying, Lauren? You got anything else to add?
No, I'm out good and gravy. I turned 25 on the 17th.
Oh boy!
Yay!
Shut up! I remember when I was 25. Man, boy, that was
100 years ago.
Huh?
I said, wasn't that 100 years ago?
No, that wasn't that far. That wasn't that far. Look here, y'all can laugh and set me up if y'all want to and everything. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm 45 years old, don't mean that I'm bad. That means I'm better. Mm-hmm. And when I'm better, when I'm good, I'm even better. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, 45 is the new 30.
There you go.
So like you said, you know, to get older is a blessing. To age timelessly is a blessing. This is the reason why I have a mother that's 75 years old. This is the reason why G-Spot has a mother that says, your mother's in her 80s. Am I right, Gina?
Just turned 85.
Just turned 85. Happy birthday, Grandma, and everything. You know what I'm saying? She just turned 85. That's wisdom.
Dang, yeah.
That's what I want to get to. That's what I want to get to. I want to get to the wisdom in life. When you get wisdom in life, there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't handle. That's just like now. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, everybody, we appreciate y'all listening to us, hearing us, act silly. We glad for everybody calling in. Big shout out to Bo Mania out there in the ATL. Big shout out to everybody that's out there in New York, in Sydney, Australia that's listening to us. Big shout out to my man Earl Kobidi. I know I always fuck your name up, but it's because you're out there in Johannesburg and I can't really pronounce it in African, so I just call you Big E. Big shout out to my man Big Earl out there in Johannesburg, Africa. You know what I'm saying? And my man DJ Trevor Fate out there in London, England. They always listen to us and this, that, and the other. You know, they like to hear the G. They like to hear G Spot talk nasty and stuff like that. So for Lady Lauren, G-Spot, and your boy Fat Man, this has been Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. We love y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease. Respect each other. We will see y'all and talk to y'all next Sunday at 5 p.m. We live at 5 next Sunday, y'all. All right? And we'll be hollering at y'all Friday for Unsigned Hype Radio, Friday at 5 o'clock also. But we got to switch up a new time because having scheduling issues, so look for the post on that. And other than that, that's it for us, y'all. We out of here. I'm gonna hit you with a little Jamie Foxx on the way out, y'all. Y'all be good. And if y'all coming out tonight, we'll see y'all tonight. We're gonna have an extravaganza. It's going down, y'all. Jacob Palmer, G-Spot, Fat Man, live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. We out of here, y'all. Let's go.
My dogs were hanging out, tired of being cramped up in the house. We were simply celebrating life. Off from work today, so it's alright. But all those up and downs had me in a twist. Started dancing with this model chick. Then every record became my favorite song, and that is all that I remember. I had one too many drinks and ended up at the embassy with this pretty little thing from Memphis, Tennessee. It was a one night extravaganza. Woke up from last night's lavatory. something got up out of there. But not before I call for me a cab. Hungover from all the drinks I had. And now I'm telling my story to you. Everything that I remember.
I had one too many drinks. And ended up at the embassy. With this pretty little thing from Memphis, Tennessee. It was a one night extravaganza. I had one too many drinks.
With that hypno hip-fo. Knowing I can't afford to get more. Here's a broke nigga trick. Buy one bottle and sip slow. Or leave the club now. Do like I did. Come back when you get dough. A fish stick nigga. Now we messing with lobster. We messing with Grammys. We messing with Oscars. Yeah. You messing with that drink he drank. Plus you puffing on the stank.
Yeah.
Stank. In the morning you gon' draw a blank. The hotel said y'all was on
y'all
one.
Was
my
on
girl
one.
Wasn't no shit. I picked the wrong one.
Man.
Said he talking about I ain't like them other girls. Well tonight I'm trying to find them other girls. Bring their own rubber girl. Never meet your mother girl. You know they love it when you love them and they tell their friends, girl.
I had one too many drinks.
You know they gonna blame it on a drink. You know that's just an excuse to do exactly what you want to do. J. Fox, Kanye Titter, and the winners are. That's BSP, baby. It's a lot of Black Star power in the room right now.